this past weekend added a new meaning to the phrase Winter X Games Gold Medalist. More than 50 competitive video gamers battled it out for those awards and $50,000. That was at a tournament next to more traditional events like Superpipe, but it had nothing to do with winter or snow, and it's part of ESPN's move to join forces with a gaming corporation and bring in more TV viewers. The competition kicked off on Friday. That day it took a little searching to find the gaming tent at Buttermilk. But once there, a gigantic video game controller is near the entrance.
Yes, my name is Spencer Peterson. I'm the head project manager for Counter-Strike Global Offensive for Major League Gaming.
Peterson is standing outside the main tent with several security personnel. He's pleased that all 150 spectator seats sold out way before the X Games began. That's at $100 a pop.
Yes, this is the first time we've done Winter X Games. We were at Summer X Games last year. We did a different game, Call of Duty. But it's something new, something exciting, something that we hope we can kind of blend in with X Games over the year and bring in a whole new demographic.
The game this time around also has nothing to do with snow or extreme sports.
Today they are playing Counter-Strike Global Offensive. It's a first-person shooter.
Here's how it goes.
So you have a terrorist and a counter-terrorist. The terrorists try to plant the bomb while the counter-terrorists try to stop them from planting the bomb. One side is a counter-terrorist. They are protecting the bomb site from the terrorists. Either you defuse the bomb to stop the terrorists or you kill the terrorist and you win.
Win 16 times and your team takes the tournament.
You guys want to check it out inside?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, let's go.
It might not sound that different, but we're now in a big, dark room with a blue and red light show flashing on the ceiling. There's brightly lit rooms on a stage.
The team sit inside, and they're in a chat, and they talk to each other.
Each gamer sits in front of a computer, calm yet very focused. Most are guys and wearing headphones. The audience sits in stadium rows facing the stage. There's maybe about 100 folks here, and Peterson is quick to point out it's the first round of the weekend. He projects it'll be standing room only by the end of the day.
I'm actually playing in this event. Yeah, I'm actually about to play up next.
Peter Gurney is in the audience, checking out his competition. He's from Florida.
I've been gaming for over 10 years. I'm 24.
Gurney says he has not been to the Winter X Games before, and he's new to icy conditions.
I've already almost slipped about 3 or 4 times, so it's quite interesting to say the least, but it's very beautiful. You know, it's a really nice place. If they had it here every year, I'd definitely go.
Plus, he really likes those soundproof booths for the players, which he hasn't had before. The X Games medals up for contention are kind of cool.
That's for sure. But I definitely, you know, the money's, you know, the main reason why we're here. But yeah, definitely, that would be awesome if we got a gold medal.
The goal to bring in more money is likely also true for ESPN, which owns the X Games.
That's Freiburg and Forrest. Hold the line. They've got some good positions. Shoxi and Happy working.
This competition is streamed online in French, German, and other languages. Announcers call the play-by-play, paired with a live feed of the game.
Can he do it right here? Happy misses the shot. Freiburg gets the round.
Fortune magazine reports the global audience for such competitions was just under 90 million last year and is expected to mushroom far higher in the next few years. Plus, there's millions more casual viewers. To reach more of that audience, ESPN has started broadcasting some of the biggest international tournaments as well. As for the competition on the ground in Aspen this past weekend, it could also boost the numbers of people checking out actual snow sports. Again, Spencer Peterson of Major League Gaming.
People come here for the video games, and they stay for X Games as well.
I'm Elise Thatcher with Aspen Public Radio News.